Been talking about toys here on The Ticket. The last segment talked about the discovery of the Fart Blaster. That's an actual toy.
Ultimate.
The ultimate Fart Blaster. We talked about a few other toys. So to get us up to speed on the most popular toys these days, joining us now on The Ticket Hotline is the noted toy designer, Tim Timlinson. Good morning.
Good to be with you guys. Thank you very much. I appreciate you having me on. You know, we don't really do a lot of radio interviews, all of us here at Dangerous Toys, but
Dangerous Toys.
That's the name. Toys. That's the name of your company is Dangerous Toys.
Yeah, danger. Well, it's Russ at the very end there. It's the last name of our founder.
Russ. Okay.
But yeah, we don't do too many interviews, so it's good to be on with you guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming on with us.
And I heard you guys mentioning the Fart Blaster. I actually created the Fart Blaster.
Oh.
Huh.
Yeah, wow. So you guys were promoting my invention. You know, the movie, the Minions movie franchise, they licensed it from me. And actually, the creation of that toy had some DFW ties.
Really?
It was originally called the Dale Hansen's Ultimate Fart Blaster.
Really?
Yeah, it was packed with Dale's signature fart scent, and it blasted out of the gun to the tune of the Part of Mine Michael Sam song. Dale and I worked on that thing for like over 2 years to get the scent just right, and of course we wanted to get the liberal messaging just right to hopefully get him back on Ellen to promote it, but then lo and behold, she got the plug pulled on her show for being a jerk.
Right.
Yeah, that was kind of wild.
Side story there.
So, you know, that's it has DFW ties, that toy. So I'm glad that you're promoting that. And I'm actually the most experienced toy inventor in America currently living.
So, wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm a record holder. I've been inventing toys since Danny White wasn't winning Super Bowls. So
hey,
quite a long time.
Hey, come on.
That's a long time.
Danny.
Quite a long time. You remember the, I actually will send you guys a care package of some of the toys that I was in on developing and that we sell at our Etsy store. you guys remember the old super toe toy?
Yeah, the football kicker?
The football kicker. That's exactly right, George. Thank you very much for mentioning that. It was a football player that you'd push down on his head, and it would kick a football.
Yeah.
Well, I've developed one called the Super DAC. You push down on its head, and it throws an interception to your baby sister. It's a lot of fun to recreate cowboy moments in your own bedroom. Also got this. You guys probably have a lot of sports fans, maybe, that listen to your show.
Well, yeah. I think so. Yeah, we got a lot of sports fans listening.
Well, I created the Caitlin Clark doll. You overpay for it, and then it doesn't really pay off.
Okay. It's early, okay?
Plus, your other dolls want to beat the hell out of it.
Okay. Give her a month.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of Mavericks fans down there in the Dallas area.
Oh, yeah. They're pumped up right
probably
now.
Probably a lot.
Right now, because they seem to be doing pretty well in the playoffs.
They seem to be, yes.
But also, we sell a Luca doll.
Mm.
It complains all the time and cusses out your kids in two different languages. It's wonderful.
Okay.
It's really been a popular one for us.
Boy, yeah, you do have a lot of sports items,
oh,
it sounds
great.
Like.
And, you know, it comes with all the, I think it comes with like 15 different kinds of compression sleeves you can put on the various joints and aching parts of the doll.
Yeah, he wears a lot of that stuff.
It's wonderful. It's absolutely wonderful. And the Jerry Jones doll, it's not selling quite as well as it used to, but... Yeah. It's a great doll. It looks exactly like him. Removable hairpiece, everything. But it's impotent to win Super Bowls, but not impotent when it comes to gate agent dolls, which we also sell separately.
Hey, all right.
You also make gate agent dolls.
Amazing.
Yes.
Incredible.
So you like the,
are you okay?
Hair a lot. I'm fine.
All right.
Why?
I don't know. It just sounded like your voice was cracking a little bit.
I don't know what you're talking about,
there
sir.
There it goes again.
I don't know what you're talking about. I also got the Dallas Cowboys Lombardi Lego set.
Mm.
So we do a funny thing there where we don't put enough pieces in the box so you can't get all the way there to complete the trophy.
That doesn't seem to be frustrating.
Yeah, a little bit frustrating. But you really buy into it. You know, at first you're all excited building the thing, and then, of course, you can't get to the end of it. It's great. It's wonderful. And, hey, you know, we sell, being the dangerous toy company, we also sell baby's first chainsaw. That's the
one
we really made our name.
It's a real chainsaw?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. We found, you know, much like guns, it's important to get chainsaws in the hands of kids early so they know how to use them safely.
Okay, it's a safety thing.
It's a safety thing, and I know there's a lot of downed limbs in DFW right now.
Yeah.
So why not solve a couple problems at once and just get your kid a baby's first chainsaw?
Baby's first chainsaw.
Playground full of nursery school kids to swarm your limb graveyard and watch them go after the branches like a batch of piranhas.
I don't know. That doesn't sound like a good idea.
It's wonderful. The kids have fun. The branches get done. It's a win-win-win for everyone. And we are having a sale right now on baby's first Narcan.
Okay.
All right.
I don't think any of these are a really good idea.
Teach your kids the importance of the safe shot. That's never too early for that either. Yeah. But anyway, Tim Timlinson, Dangerous Toys.
Visit
our Etsy shop. It's very important. And get yourself that Super Deck. It's really going to be a lot of fun at parties.
Okay. That does sound fun.
All right, guys.
All right, thanks, Tim. There he goes. Tim Timlinson, Dangerous Toys. 8:46 on the ticket.